Well, for the last year, home has been really important, more so than ever for many people, and that's resulted in some strong profit for stores that sell home stuff. John Menard Jr., founder of Midwestern home improvement chain Menards, saw his net worth grow by $3 billion in one report in the last year. That's one example. Publicly traded stores like Home Depot and Lowe's reported big sales. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 when it comes to home improvement shopping. Do you have a preference on where you shop? Do you have a local hardware store or lumber yard that you go to? Or do you head to the big chains like the Menards, Home Depots, Lowe's, or other chains of the world? Call it at 800-642-1234. Talking about selling stuff, so we're talking to Hart Posen, Professor of Management and Human Resources at the UW School of Business. Hart, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you again.
Some retail sectors not doing so great in the last year. It sounds like home improvement has done pretty well. What are you seeing in this last year?
Well, home improvement has definitely done well. You know, think about it this way. Hundreds of millions of dollars, even billions of dollars, has moved out of sectors of the economy like travel, like restaurant dining. And some of that went back into savings. Some of it went back into making up for lost work and lost jobs. But for lots of people, some of those dollars moved into other kinds of consumption. And home improvement is one big area where that happened.
Now, we've talked, Hart, about trends in other kinds of retail where big chains, Targets and Walmarts and Amazon have taken over so much of the business. Can you talk about the rise of these home improvement big stores, the Home Depot, Menards, Lowe's, that kind of thing? How much concentration has there been in those chains?
You know, those Menards is number three in the country in this business. Home Depot is number one and Lowe's is number two. And Home Depot and Lowe's are both many times Menards' size. Home Depot has almost 2,300 stores compared to Menards' 330-odd stores. You know, over the last number of decades, there's been a tremendous increase in concentration. You know, the day of mom-and-pop hardware stores has mostly passed. Although you see in this mix with Home Depot and Lowe's and Menards as sort of a distant number three, you do see, you know, Ace Home Hardware, which are really sort of the modern incarnation of the sort of mom and pop hardware store. And of course, we still do see many regional sort of lumber and other types of players. But clearly what's happened in hardware is the same thing that's happened elsewhere. In fact, you know, it's interesting. Menards was founded in the same year that Walmart was founded, 1962.
Now, Menards
and Walmart dramatically changed its industry, obviously.
Right. Now, Menards has a higher profile here in Wisconsin, but it sounds like that's just because that's where they were started. They have that more regional presence. Forest for the Trees here in Wisconsin, they look bigger maybe than they are nationwide.
Yeah, that's right. So as I said, you know, they have 330 stores around the country. I think Home Depot has almost 300 stores in California alone. Menards is mostly centered in sort of the upper Midwest. They're in 14 or 15 states at the moment. They continue to grow rapidly, but their presence is sort of localized in the upper Midwest.
Talking to Hart Posen, Professor of Management and Human Resources at the UW School of Business, talking about the home improvement sector of the retail market. Two really big chains, one less big but more familiar here in Wisconsin. They did big business over the last year. Hart, how has this type of business adapted to online shopping or curbside pickup and that kind of thing?
Well, you know, it's hard because Menards is a private company. We have a lot less information on them. But for Home Depot, for instance, their digital sales rose 80% over the past year. And of this 80%, 60% of those orders were picked up at stores. So the players like Home Depot and Lowe's are really pushing big into e-commerce. They have been, but this last year has been a big boon for them. And they're able to sort of capitalize on the e-commerce as a complement to the stores. You know, for many years, starting in the late 90s, people thought of e-commerce as a substitute for brick-and-mortar stores. And what most of the large retailers have found now is that, in fact, it's a complement. They work, you know, if you do more online, it doesn't mean you're going to do less in brick-and-mortar. In fact, you may do more. And you see other firms, you know, famous online, historically online firms like Amazon, jumping in to increasingly having a physical presence. And so this has been a big boon for Home Depot and for Lowe's.
Hey, speaking of Amazon, here's a thing where people are making money by selling things to other people. Is this a sector of the retail market that we see Amazon trying to tap into, this home improvement?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in some ways, yes, right? If you need a new kitchen faucet, you can order it on Amazon. If you need nuts and bolts, you can order it on Amazon. If you need lumber, you can't. And you're not going to get the kinds of specialized service and expertise that you'll get at a Lowe's or a Home Depot, or in particular, in my view, at Menards. So Amazon is making some inroads there, but I think there are other retail sectors, for whom Amazon is a bigger worry than would be sort of the home improvement sector.
And Hart, you've told me a lot about how if in-person retail is going to survive in many ways, it has to do with the experience the customer has in person. And that thing where you can go to a store, whether it's the big one or that local hardware store. You know, I'm an idiot, so I often need somebody to help me find what I need and how to do it. How important is that as a distinguishing feature of this sector that maybe will be hard for an Amazon to break into?
You know, I completely agree, right? For the experts, they don't need help. But for lots of us, me and you included, we do need help when we go in. And, you know, we do. I go to Menards relatively often. I do count on their expertise and knowledge of what's on the shelf, where it is, and how to use it. And that's very important. The other player you see doing that are Ace and the various local Ace stores around the city. And, you know, I think we tend to go to different places for different things. If I need something really quickly, I'll go to the Ace that's, you know, very close to me. I'll be able to get help to find exactly what I want on the shelf, and it'll be quick and easy. If it's a bigger project, I'm going out to Menards. I also count on and believe I'll get good help and advice there. So it is very important, and I think the importance of the detailed information does play a big role in defending this sector from Amazon, for instance.
I know, Hart, people are watching what's going to happen next with the home improvement sector. And there's a question of, okay, as people can spend their money on travel and restaurants again, hopefully soon, and given that maybe if they were thinking of doing a project, they did it over this last year, is this boom here to stay, or is there going to be a slump now that that demand has been met?
It's always hard to predict the future, right? But Will the level of growth keep up? No, unlikely. But will there be a slump? I don't think that there's going to be a slump. I think something has changed fundamentally, and it is that all of a sudden we've gone from not being able to imagine a world where many of us work from and spend a lot more time at home to all of a sudden not only is this imaginable, but it almost seems likely, and every time we listen to the news and hear about virus variants and everything else, you know, it renews the sense that, boy, this could happen again. And if it happens again, we want our homes to be ready. So I think that there has been, in some sense, a shift in what's possible and what's necessary. And I don't think that's going to stop soon.
It's a good place to leave it. Hart, thanks for joining us again.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to speak with you. And I'm really hoping we'll do this in person next time.
Someday in person, Hart. I'm looking forward to it, too. We're talking
Take
to Hart
care.
Posen, professor of management and human resources at the UW School of Business. He joined us to talk about booming business for home improvement stores over the last year.